live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Minister Joe McHugh has come under fire less than 24 hours since his role as Education Minister was approved for failing to turn up for a dull debate on the extension of the DESH scheme in Donegal. Despite a government pledge to resolve the school transport issue for students in Kilmacrenan and Termon wishing to attend school in Milford, it's emerged that an additional bus has yet to be put in place. Irish Water is being urged to reconsider its refusal to invest in a pipe replacement programme for South Inishowen, and investigations are continuing after a major drug seizure in Remelton yesterday afternoon. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Taoiseach says he's willing to listen to any proposals at today's EU summit that will bring about a solution to the talks. Leo Varadkar will hold a private meeting with Theresa May before tonight's key EU summit on Brexit. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe is in Brussels.
This evening, the Taoiseach will meet with Prime Minister Theresa May ahead of the key summit of EU leaders. There's been calls for fresh thinking from the Prime Minister to come up with a solution to the border problem. One suggestion today has been to add a year to the transition period after the UK leaves the EU to give more time for a trade deal to be negotiated and make it less likely that a backstop in case of a no deal would be needed. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says this may be the right way forward.
I think a lot of us feel that negotiating a new economic and security relationship between the EU and the UK within 2 years would be a real challenge.
But Theresa May insisted she expects a Brexit transition period to finish as planned at the end of 2020. She's been speaking in the House of Commons.
The first way of dealing with the issue of the border in Northern Ireland, between Northern Ireland and Ireland, is through the future relationship. As I said to this House on Monday, we have made good progress on the aspects of the future relationship.
There's a wide acceptance that a deal won't get done tonight. The Taoiseach has also warned that there shouldn't be a special November summit unless it's clear it would achieve something. Mrs. May will have to address the EU 27 leaders this evening and has been told to bring something new to the table. Sean Defoe in Brussels.
Minister Joe McHugh has come under fire less than 24 hours since his role as Education Minister was approved. In the Dáil today, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty lambasted Minister McHugh for failing to turn up to discuss the need to extend the DESH scheme. Instead, Minister Mary Mitchell O'Connor was present on behalf of the new Education Minister to discuss the issue and the extension of the scheme to include schools in Ranafast, Gedor, Gortahork and Meathnajay. Deputy Doherty told Minister Mitchell O'Connor that the issue needs to be addressed without further delay.
It was the first opportunity for the Minister for Education, Joe McHugh, to address this House in his capacity as Minister, and I must say I am disappointed that he hasn't shown up, and I'm more disappointed for the schools that we will reference. Today I wanted to revisit the issue which myself and the Concordia have jointly addressed in this House on numerous occasions, and that is the issue of DISH schools and the status that hasn't been afforded to a number of schools in Donegal. Last year, we raised the issue in relation to four schools in particular, Pobl Scoil Gidor, Scoil Náisiúnta Gortaithe, Scoil Náisiúnta Ranafarsta and Scoil Náisiúnta Meathnajay. All of these four schools have not been provided with DISH status, despite the fact that an additional 79 schools were added to the DISH scheme last year. When we raised this issue last year, and I raised it again this year, we were told by the Minister at that time that there was going to be a review, that the review would be completed of all schools by the end of the first quarter 2018, which would look at the updated census data which I've just placed on the floor of this House, which show that those schools in those areas have become more disadvantaged than they were. We were told that a decision then would be made as soon as possible. Now, children are back into school post-September. The question I have to you, and the question I wanted to ask Joe McHugh if he had the decency to turn up on behalf of these schools today, and the question I have, when is this decision going to be taken that is blindly obvious to us that these four schools are entitled to DISH status, should be awarded DISH status, and it is ridiculous that we've had to wait this long and that children aren't meeting their full potential because of the red tape that's going on within the Department of Education.
However, Minister Mary Mitchell O'Connor confirmed on behalf of the Education Minister that the DESH programme would not be extended to include additional schools until a further review of the identification model is concluded.
In order to ensure the quality of this address data and to conduct further analysis, the Department has decided to conduct additional quality assurance on the model before extending those envisaged uses of the model. It is not intended to extend the DESH programme to any other further schools until this work is complete.
Minister John Halligan has given reassurances that necessary arrangements to address the school transport issue in Kilmacrenan and Termin will be in place in the coming week. Concern was raised as it emerged as of yesterday Busairn had still not been informed by the department that an additional route had been sanctioned. Minister Halligan met with a delegation of parents last week whose children attend school in Milford and pledged to them that the issue would be resolved. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says while those promises should have been followed through by now, he remains confident that the issue will be resolved soon.
We assumed that Busairn would be advised immediately to put the logistics in place and to make the necessary arrangements. So when I returned to the Dáil yesterday, I met with Minister Halligan as I had a number of calls from the Parents Committee, and to allay their fears, I want to confirm that the Minister said that the arrangements were being put in place, but it could take another number of days. So I'm still very confident that they will be put in place at an early date, and immediately the Minister confirms that this has happened, then the parents will be made aware immediately.
But I suppose from the parents' point of view, each passing day is another morning trying to negotiate how to get their child to school.
Well, that's exactly the situation. It's now gone into 8 weeks. The parents having to make arrangements to get the children to both of the schools in Milford, and I think it's discommoding those parents. So the quicker we know exactly when it's going to start, I will make this known publicly. But in the meantime, let me allay any fears that it definitely is going to happen in the short term.
Investigations are continuing after a major drug seizure in Remelton yesterday afternoon. A man has been released from Letterkenny Garda Station after being questioned in relation to the find. Deirdre Farley reports.
During the search, cannabis with an estimated value of €14,000 and cannabis herb with an estimated value of €2,000 was also discovered. Both are subject to analysis. The search was carried out as part of an ongoing investigation targeting the sale and supply of drugs in the Donegal area. A man in his 40s was arrested following the seizure and was detained under Section 2 of the Criminal Justice Act at Letterkenny Garda Station. He was later released pending a file to the DPP. Investigations are said to be continuing. People are being reminded that if they see any suspicious activity in their area, to immediately contact their local Garda station.
A spokesperson for Peter Casey says he won't be making a statement after he was criticised for making controversial comments about the travelling community. The presidential candidate described them as people who are camping on somebody else's land and shouldn't be given special status. The Irish Traveller Movement and the P of Point have called on Mr Casey to withdraw from the race. However, Kevin Doyle from the Independence podcast, The Floating Voter, to whom Casey made the comments, says it might be a campaign tactic.
Maybe he is betting that everybody has become so PC that people are afraid to open up these debates. And maybe he is betting that there is a big section of society out there that will go, do you know what, he speaks for me because I'm not allowed to say that because you can't say these things anymore in Ireland.
Irish Water is being urged to reconsider its refusal to invest in a pipe replacement programme for South Inishowen. It's after a major burst in the Bunkrana supply over the weekend left thousands of homes and businesses without a supply for much of Saturday. Speaking in the Seanad earlier today, Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin requested that Irish Water meet with the Donegal Oireachtas members and Donegal County Councillors at the earliest opportunity in a bid to address a number of issues.
The pipe that supplies the water from the Eddie Fullerton Dam to the South Inishowen area, that pipe network, it's well known locally, was not constructed to the required standard. It is bursting again and again. And people, that being private businesses, people's homes, public services, are regularly affected along that route. It's continually bursted. It's been raised with Irish Water, and they've refused to even consider an investment programme to replace those pipes, even though they know that they weren't constructed to the required standard. Not only are they not agreeing to invest in the replacement of these pipes, they're now proposing to extend that water supply from the Inishowen Peninsula to the major town and urban centre in Donegal, Letterkenny. It's absolutely incredible. They refuse to listen to the concerns of public representatives in Donegal. So I'm asking today that you would ask the Minister, Owen Murphy, to say to Irish Water they need to meet the public representatives. They actually refused to meet us about another issue in the North Inishowen area earlier this year. Very arrogantly refused to meet public representatives. So on this issue, they need to meet us. They need to agree an investment programme before they consider pushing the water further onto Letterkenny. This is becoming farcical at this stage, and I'm asking for an intervention. I'm asking for the Minister to make sure this time that Irish Water listen to the concerns of public representatives in Donegal and act on them and end this farce of the water pipe supply to South Inishowen.
The terms of reference for the review of the procurement process for the National Broadband Plan have been published. Independent consultant Peter Smith has been asked to consider any implications of the meetings between the former communications minister and representative of the remaining tendering consortium. The report must also allow the government to assess whether or not the integrity of the process has been undermined by the meetings. Peter Smith will also take account of his ongoing work as process auditor and his knowledge of the procurement process to date. His report is due to be submitted to the Taoiseach and Communications Minister within 3 weeks. The Mica Redress Scheme, approved by Cabinet last week, is expected to be rolled out next year. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue pressed the Housing Minister for more clarity surrounding the finer details of the scheme in the Dáil last evening. In response, O'Murphy outlined the government's plans to progress the scheme.
Following the Cabinet meeting, that there will indeed be a redress scheme funded by the government for the homeowners in Donegal and Mayo who are affected by Mica. Can you confirm that the government will ensure, Minister, that the redress scheme will be up and will be approved by the end of this year? And can you also confirm the details in relation to the rollout of that scheme and indeed that homes will commence to be fixed early in 2019?
Thank you, Jan Corlin. Thank you, Deputy, for the question. And I'd like to thank Minister English and Minister McHugh for all the work they've done in this area, indeed with yourself, Deputy, in trying to find a resolution for this. We did agree in principle at Cabinet last week that there would be a scheme for concrete block works and for a remediation scheme, and we agreed to finalise that scheme this year so it can be commenced next year.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. With a mega giveaway voucher, there's great discounts and a chance to win a €500 voucher. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with news off Gaelic Games. And as you know, all the talk today in the GAA world has been about Stephen Rochford's proposed appointment as coach to the Donegal senior team. News broke yesterday evening that Declan Boner is set to bring in the Mayo native to replace Carl Lacey. Confirmation is expected in the coming days from the Donegal County Board. Rochford has an All-Ireland club title with Cora Finnan took Mayo rather to 2 All-Ireland finals, only to lose by a point on each occasion to Dublin. Former Donegal player Brendan Devaney now joins us live on a line. Brendan, this is of course is a proposed appointment. We're still waiting on confirmation. A lot of talk over the last 24 hours about Stephen Rochford coming to Donegal. If it's confirmed tomorrow, is this good for Donegal football?
Yeah, I certainly think it is, Oisin, good for Donegal football. You know, it's very strange the way it hasn't been completely confirmed yet. I'm not sure what in the background is the issue. It looks like it was about to be announced maybe today, and it's been put off. I'm not sure what that is. I hope it's not a bad sign, but certainly from a Donegal perspective, is with Carl Lacey obviously having to step away, family commitments, obviously giving so much to Donegal, who are you going to bring in? And geographically, Donegal, you know, where we're at in the country, in terms of bringing a guy in from a top county, you know, obviously with Tyrone, the issues with the rivalry between themselves and ourselves, you can go down as far then, I suppose, into somewhere like a Mayo native that's got that type of All-Ireland experience. Sure, he didn't want it, but, you know, as you say, came so close each time to Dublin, and looking back at it, no one's got anywhere near Dublin since that in terms of being competitive. So for a guy to come in the dressing room for Declan Boner in his second year, you know, after a very encouraging first year in many regards, it's a huge boost to have someone with that type of know-how, that run in All-Ireland. he probably learned, you know, obviously learned so much with Mayo, you know, his experience of Corafin as well. So a very knowledgeable guy, and I think it's someone that's in the dressing room that the lads will surely listen to and take his word on board, and so obviously so will Declan and his team on the line.
That's a big move then by Declan Bonner.
I mean, it completely shocked me when I heard about it. It's the last thing I would have thought about. And as I say, just in terms of even for him, you know, to get the Donegal training, we know the commitment levels now. Is he expected to be there every night? If it is, it's a massive commitment. You know, he has a young family too. He's a branch manager. I think he's in Castlereagh there, working for AIB. So, huge commitment though to get the convoy and everything that goes with sport now to be completely on board. You know, maybe Bono will give him a bit of time, a bit of leeway on certain evenings, but you know, big commitment from him too. And, you know, very surprising one, I suppose, actually, in terms of for Rochford himself, someone that's been this close to the history of winning that All Ireland with Mayo and being where he is, to now joining a Donegal setup. You know, it's you know, in many ways, I suppose, it's a step down. Rashford would be in a position where he could actually take the full Donegal job. So it's a strange one there for Rashford himself. But I think for Bonner, you know, if he's helped talk him into that, and he's, you know, obviously excited by a lot of the young players Donegal have come in, it's probably a good sign for us around Rochford's look at Donegal in terms of how they're trying to play in their team. And, you know, fair play to Bonner, you know, if it does get called in that he's brought in, I think it's a good move for us.
Okay, Brendan Devaney, many thanks for joining us live this evening on our Sports Bulletin. Brendan Devaney there, former Donegal player, saying that the proposed appointment of Stephen Rochford as coach of Donegal will be a good thing. We are, of course, waiting on confirmation. It's all talk and speculation at the moment, but there's a lot of talk over the last 24 hours about this, and it looks like it's going to be confirmed within the next 24 hours or thereabouts. Moving on to some soccer news, and Donegal man Brian Dorion will take charge of Sligo Rovers for the rest of the season. It follows the news that Jared Little's contract will not be renewed. Dorion, who is the club's under-19 manager, will lead the team for the final 9 days of the SSE or Trust League Premier Division, which includes games against Dundalk Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers. Contrasting news for the country's two biggest clubs in the financial front today. Dundalk have secured the services of midfielder John Mountie for another 2 years. The 25-year-old is the champion's joint longest-serving player, having come from Mervy in 2012. But Cork manager John Caulfield faces the prospect of trimming his squad for next season. The Leasiders have been forced to cut €300,000 from their playing budget. Caulfield insists he can work within the new financial constraints at Turner's Cross, partially brought on by the failure to progress in Europe. Well, Finn Harps have home advantage on Friday night, the second leg of the promotion playoff against Drogheda United. A Nathan Boyle equaliser means Harps are still very much in the tie, with the game at 1-1 ahead of Friday's game at Finn Park. Manager Ollie Horgan is expecting another tight tie and feels they will need to improve for the second game.
You know, this game is wide open, and you know, while we got a good result on paper, you know, our performance, I won't say didn't merit it, but we have to be better to try and compete on Friday night, because we're hanging on in the last 20 minutes up there, Friday gone, and that won't be good enough to try and progress to a final of the playoff, Jeremy.
There's more from Ollie Horgan speaking to Jeremy Doherty in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And a big crowd, of course, expected at Finn Park, as the club urged the supporters in the Northwest to get behind the Blues once again and have another push as they look to get back to the top flight of Irish football. But if you can't make it, tune Highlands Way. We'll have full live match commentary as from 7:40 this coming Friday night. Liverpool have confirmed that Sadio Mane has undergone successful surgery on a hand injury. The club forward suffered a suspected broken thumb while training with Senegal. Liverpool haven't ruled out Mane of Saturday's Premier League trip to Huddersfield just yet. The injury break has taken its toll on Jurgen Klopp's side, with Mo Salah and Virgil van Dijk among those returning injured to Melwood. In motorsport, Toyota have confirmed Chris Meek's return to the World Rally Championship, having been dropped by the Citroën team in May following a series of crashes. The County Tyrone driver is back on the world stage with the Finland-based Gazoo team under the leadership of former multi-world champion Tommy Mäkinen. The manufacturer announced Meek's signing earlier this morning and confirmed that Jari-Matti Latvala and Aud Tänak will remain for the 2019 season. Meek drove the Yaris in Finland for the first time on Tuesday, and the Toyota team still have to confirm who his new navigator will be. In snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan has completed a 15th career maximum 147 break. The Rocket cleared the table to complete a 4-0 second round win over Alan Taylor in the English Open second round in Crawley. O'Sullivan this week described the venue as a hellhole. Finally, just back to Gaelic Games. Victory for St Union's College in the Lochinure competition today in Garvahy in their second group game. They overcame Our Ladies of Castleblaney in a thrilling fixture, 5-7 to 3-12. That was a 1-point victory for St Union's, coming through in the end 21-20. Getting the goals today, the bulk of them for St Union's was young Christopher Dever, who scored 4 of the 5. Mandy Kelly got the other goal for Union's in that victory. And we'll be back with our next sports bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. But in the meantime, we'll have an hour special tonight. The GA programme with Tom Comack as from 8.30. We'll be looking ahead to this weekend's Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship Final. He'll be joined by officials and members of both clubs from Niamh Connell and Gweedor ahead of the big decider. Gets underway at 8.30 tonight. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. For weather now, dry in most places this evening with sunny spells, just the chance of a very isolated light shower. Tonight will be cold and dry with clear spells and lowest temperatures of -1 to -3 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, Minister Joe McHugh has come under fire less than 24 hours since his role as Education Minister was approved. In the Dáil today, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty lambasted Minister McHugh for failing to turn up to discuss the need to extend the DESH scheme. Minister John Halligan has given reassurances that necessary arrangements to address the school transport issue in Kilmacrenan and Termon will be in place in the coming week. Concern was raised as it emerged as of yesterday, Bus Éireann had still not been informed by the department that an additional route had been sanctioned. Investigations are continuing after a major drug seizure in Remelton yesterday afternoon. A man has been released from Letterkenny Garda Station after being questioned in relation to the find. And Irish Water is being urged to reconsider its refusal to invest in a pipe replacement programme for South Inishowen. It's after a major burst in the Buncrana supply over the weekend left thousands of homes and businesses without a supply for much of Saturday. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, October the 17th. The death has taken place in England of Kay McGonagall, née Duffy, formerly of St Bodens, Kildaff. Remains will arrive at Belfast City Airport tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, arriving at the Muff border at approximately 3:15, going to her son Mark and Charlotte McGonagall's residence at Craigtown, Carndonagh. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Bochan, Kildaff, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Donations in lieu of flowers to Sobel House, care of Liam Collins, funeral director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Jim Rogers, Money Holly, Manor Cunningham. Remains reposing at the residence of his son Kieran, Cherharn, Manor Cunningham. Funeral leaving there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St Columbus Church, Drumahol, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Teresa O'Connell, Furville, Navanay, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cheshire O'Neill, Ballybuffet. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 2 p.m. both days and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations only if desired to Medical Rehab Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of family member. The death has taken place of Tommy McLaughlin, Hillhead, Shrove, Greencastle. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow for service in St Finian's Parish Church, Greencastle, at 1:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. please.
The death has taken place of Mrs. Molly Laird, Glen McQuinn, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 for service at Convoy Presbyterian Church at 2:00 and burial afterwards in the family plot. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to Convoy Presbyterian Church Repair Fund. Kev Gibson, Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Kathleen Hamilton, 433 Victoria Road, Ballymacorry, Strabane, Nae McCracken, formerly of Grange Brady and late of Castlederg. Funeral service in her late home tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in Castlederg Cemetery, arriving at approximately 3:00. Family flowers only. Donations to Mahara Mason Presbyterian Church Organ Fund, care of Mr. Leslie Hamilton, 12 Carrie Park, Mahara Mason. And the death has taken place of Susan Gallagher, née Ramsay, 17 Sean Park, Sion Mills. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 10:00. Interment afterwards in Melmount Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the British Heart Foundation, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.